اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت مولانا مسیح اللہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ اس مجلس امید پتہ کرنے میں راحت ہے. In other words, one should at all times think this out of his mind to have trust of any kind or reliant on anyone at any time. This is the remedy that is so important for every one of us. Keep your mind completely free from all this. It must be completely empty, that you do not have any kind of reliance or hopes or trust on anyone. That person who has this kind of mind, then you find that he will be at all the time in need a life of serenity. Hazrat, he always wants us to live a life of serenity, peace, but not get agitated, but not get any kind of distress. There must be nothing of that kind. Don't bring those things in your mind to build up that, because once you got distress in you, then it affects your ibadat, it affects your sleep, it affects all the whole way of life. You become more depressed, and that is not wanted. So Hazrat is trying to tell us that, remember, keep your mind completely empty with any kind of on trust. Do not have any kind of trust on any kind. That is, if you have, and you make koshish on that, any kind must be olat kibrasan. Because remember, from the these are the things could happen, that you'll be faced with all kind of confusion with your wife. Every kind of confusion with the wife will have. She will say all kind of things, and then if you begin to say all the things, then where do you end up to? From the beginning you must have this in your mind, that you do not have kind of hopes of any kind. Definitely have any kind of hopes. They will tell you all kind of things, but you don't have any kind of hopes that no, she will do this for me, she will do that for me, I will get that from her. You will get nothing from her. This is what you must have in your mind from the man's mindset all the time. No matter how good she is to you, no matter how happy she is with you, you keep her happy, you must keep her very happy. But as far as thinking this much that she would be doing everything good to rely on any kind, please take her out of it. That does not mean you won't fight with her, but this is for you to become a man, to become strong in your mind, that any kind of confusion or any kind of disputes come from their side, but not affect you in any way. That is what Hazrat is trying to say. Your mind must be free all the time. Khali ul zehn. Your zehn must be completely khali. Likewise, from your children also the same thing. You are faced with different conditions with the children. And now it's obvious this much that when you get all those kind of news, and how are you going to respond? The only way you can respond is the time you have already set your mind up that these things will happen. I'm going to face these kind of conditions. But I am not going to jump into any kind of conclusion and fight with them. My mind will be at ease. No such thing as trust. Don't think you can trust your child. Don't think you rely on the child. In other words, everything that you must do on your own. For example, if a person can do on his own anything, he must do it on his own. At home also, the work that he has to do, he must try to do it on his own. He must not rely on next person to do it. He must not think the wife is going to do it for you. He must not think his child is going to do it for you. Different thing that you are nachar, you are sick, then now you have to rely on them. But in condition where you are completely well and with good health, try as far as possible to become completely independent in every way. You don't know how important it is. When you become totally independent, then definitely then you do not depend on anyone. Then they can't tell you anything too. Otherwise they tell you all the life, I did this for you and I did that for you. I did all kinds of things for you and you did nothing for me. But from the beginning, bring about that life of this kind that you do everything on your own. Wake up to pick up the things. Even you have to put your shoes, wake up and put your shoes right. Even you made a mistake, wake up and we don't tell next person to do it. Don't even tell your child to do it. Everything you must learn to do it on your own to bring about the practice meaning that I have to do it on my own. I must not rely on anyone. You must not have any kind of hopes of any kind. This thing is so important, like, you know, I've got hope that, you know, this fellow is going to help me and that one will help me. No one's going to help you at all. And thank Allah Ta'ala that He has given you that help that you can carry on doing everything according to you. So, ilaj is kaiye ke unki tarah se umeedat bilkul munqata kar de. My husband says the remedy for this is completely, totally, you know what I mean. Take it out your mind to have complete trust or rely on them. Take it out. Because your own child will tell you that I did this for you. Your own wife will tell you I did this for you. Everyone will tell you something, they remind you. They remind you, why did you give them in the by them doing those things, they're reminding you, it brings about a kind of in your heart that you don't get a peace of mind. And the peace of mind and serenity can only come if bring about a problem on yourself. Get the work cool. Take out all this reliance on people, take it out. I don't need anyone to be trusted because I don't trust myself. So he says that munqata kar bas yahi ilaaj tashweesh ka hai kyunki tashweesh ki jagah tasveer hona chahiye. I want to do this. I will go to this friend and ask him. I want this. I will do that way. Take it out of it. Tashweesh man na. Because once you have this thing that I'm going to ask this person to help and that person refuses you from the beginning, you don't suppose to have any kind of tawakkul. Inman kanaktu. Or tawakkul jaga tawakkul hona chahiye. Tawakkul jamaabe tawakkul total trust in Allah ka. Wala rabbihim yatawakkalun. They have total trust in Allah Ta'ala. They do not have trust in anyone. They know that Allah Ta'ala is with them, they have total trust in it. Whatever is happening, they have complete trust in Allah Ta'ala. तो जब तवक्कु उठ गई तो किसी से राह के पास पेश ना आती है तो कोई रंज ना होगा. When you have taken that lifted up this tawakku, trust from people, if they cause any kind of harm to you too, it will not affect you. Because from the beginning you have decided not that that person will harm you. But you have this thing that not that person not going to harm me and be very good to me and be that to you and all the time you praise him the rest of it too. And when you go to him and he gives you a shot of that kind, you, what happens to you? Now you bring out, you got sorrow in you, grief in you, thinking bad of him too. All kind of things bring you. Because you heard of him. As he says, if raha ki baat pesh na di, to koi ranj na hoga, or agar raha ki baat pesh na di, to rahat hogi. And if you go to that person, he had no trust and no reliance on him, and you ask him for a favor too, he told you no to, he's not affecting you. And the moment he does that favor with you, alhamdulillah. But there's no effect in you. That you know, I must rely on this. Now you want your son to get married to that girl. You go and say about that person, you think you are so much of a love on him that he'll never tell me no. And then the time he tells you no, to take it out. This is your husband's time to say, take it out of your heart that you have any kind of trust or any validity. Now this does not mean to look down at them. They're two different things here. Don't look down at them. Looking down at them is something else. Look, today you find a person comes to one person came to me and he tells me that my mother threw me out. From the will. All the other brothers got mother not. Why you had trust me? She made him sign one paper. Then he took the paper and signed it. I tell you, why did you sign that paper? Your mother can tell you whatever she wants you, but you must do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Now it's the thing that she signed me. She signed the poor person, signed the paper, and then he lost everything. And other person also against him too. Why? Rely on him. Now that person is going to distress now. He's going through misery. He's going through all kind of things. He can't eat namaz properly. He can't sleep properly. All the things happening to him because why? You're having trust on people. Learn the people. Ask of him, ma probably learn with them. What has he been saying here? Saying this much that you don't have the land of any kind even to anyone. Your wife too. So what? So one had that discharge. चाहे बीवी से भी ना औलाद से भी दोस्तों से भी शागिर्दों से भी दोस्तों से भी शागिर्दों से भी यू मस्ट थिंक द स्टूडेंट वेरी क्लोज टू यू यू मस्ट टेक इट आउट ऑफ योर माइंड द स्टूडेंट वेरी क्लोज टू यू यू मस्ट थिंक दैट वर्कर इज एंड योर वर्क प्लेस इज वेरी क्लोज टू यू यू मस्ट टेक ऑल दैट आउट ऑफ यू मस्ट हैव एनी काइंड ऑफ ट्रस्ट एट ऑल जब उनसे तबक उठा दी तो अगर से कुछ तरह से तबक उठे नाउ इफ यू दीज पीपल आर क्लोज टू यू. When you have taken out this trust away from them, from you, from your heart regarding them, then those people who are not in contact with at all, you keep far from them. You won't go near them at all. You won't go near them at all.
Isi tarah tajweez se pareshani hoti hai. Meri shaadi pala jaga ho jaye. Meri shaadi ko. My nikah was saying,
one person came to me.
He was coming a few days to the majlis here. Came, mashallah, he came. He was talking of two, three weeks ago. I saw a dream. I dream I'm going to get married to a certain woman. So I said, so what about it? He didn't get married to her. No more, something, there must be some link there. I said, there's no link at all. It was a dream. Maybe you think you are possibly came a dream. But now doesn't mean now that, now he's sitting with that now. He's sitting with that now. That some woman must go and now propose for him. Said, Baba, who's going to do that? This is what is happening. I'm talking of what is happening in our religion. Mona, you know, that person offered me to go to Makkah, and all of a sudden he said, no, no. You know, it reminds me of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. The one person came and told him, Hazrat, some dua, I'm going to make dua. He said, Hazrat, that person said, he'll take me to Makkah, Medina. He's now not taking me to Shirki Baad Mat Karo. Straight to the Shirki Baad Mat Karo. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah told him, but angry, Shirki Baad Mat Karo. He said, who takes you? Allah Ta'ala takes you, that person takes you. Say, so that's Shirki Baad Mat Karo. So we are also called in shirk industry, the relying on other people. We have shirk with Allah, but shirk with Allah Ta'ala are not with us. This is all the problem is taking me because we are causing shirk. We are supposed to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meri shadi pala jaga ho jai. Meri kheti, you know, my business also. You know, my business must flourish. And some order is flourishing. That we spoke of. The wees get there. Ishara by Dalate, O Fawidu Amrila, O Fawidu Amrila. The wheel means to have complete trust in Allah. Everything in complete trust in Allah Ta'ala. Everything must come out of your mind. There must be nothing else in Allah besides Allah Ta'ala. Or Tawfiq Mana Yanaik Asbago Tarakrade. Many people, you know, they think now when they trust Allah Ta'ala, let me leave it alone now. Let me leave it alone. Musa alayhi salam, one person was sitting in a jungle and he looked waking me, Allah Ta'ala said, Rosie. Then no Rosie came. He complained to Musa alayhi salam, no Rosie coming. Allah Ta'ala said, come to the city, then you get something. Sitting in a jungle, you get nothing. So if you at least go to a city, you get something coming there too. So he makes up asbab, the means must be there. No man must just say, let me sit down at home and expect everything to come. He has to meet, different means he has to make. But the trust must be what? Allah. Do the correct means, not the incorrect means. Remember the halal means. Do everything your business halal way. But the means is, you do the correct means, but the trust is on Allah. Not on your worker, not on your brains. You know, I am the brain. You know, today I am the brain. You know, my brothers are nothing. So for my sake, we build up this empire. Lot of people say like that. That you know what, I did all the thing. You tell the brother, I did everything. What you did? Allah used you only. You're lucky Allah used you. He could use someone else too. Many a time you find this kind of disputes taking place when the time you separate to something, the brother says, no, you don't earn that much. I did all the hard work. So there must be no dispute. If you want no dispute, trust in Allah. Trust in Allah. Whatever is happening in this world, wa ufawwidhu amri ila Allah. Have the trust in Allah Ta'ala. Then no one else can do anything. Asbab jaiz. Isi cheez ke hasil karne mein, jo hote hai, sab ko ikhtiyar kare. Whatever it is, use the correct means and continue using the correct means. Do it all the time. Use the correct means. You open in a shop, use the correct means. Whatever you're doing, use the correct means. And have natija har tarah ke support kar do. Once you do everything the correct way, then Ya Allah, I'm leaving in your hands. I'm leaving in your hands. And even if you're doing anything, you do, I'm leaving Allah Ta'ala's hands. I'm proposing for someone to, oh Allah, I'm leaving your hands. I've been. Thereafter, whatever comes, you must be able to accept it happily without questioning Allah Ta'ala. Sab ikhtiyar kare. Natija har tarah ke sabur kar de. Bas befikar rahe. Aaj kal jo sab larai hai, wo tajweer aur tawakkho ke wajah se. All these disputes happening today, well, because of this. Because no, you want it your way. I did that. You want it your way. Falane mujhe gaali kyun di? Why he swore me? You go to him and say, why are you not talking with Muslim brother now? No, why am I not talking? See how he behaved with me. See how he was vulgar with me. See what he did to me. See what he told me. But he said, kyun banane mujhe burai kyun kaha? Why he told me bad words? These are the things you have to understand. When you stay in a road to Allah Ta'ala, this is what you have to understand. If someone is hard with you too, someone is causing harm to you too, in return you keep quiet, you forgive. That's very important. You did one wife, you know, bichari, she said, my husband, so he swears me so much, and then I told him something bad, he told her, I will not forgive you. Like, you know, I will not forgive you. And she said to him every day, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me. He said, no, I will not forgive you. You think he's doing wonders? He's supposed to think this much, if I forgive, Allah forgive me? A person must think like this. If someone come and tell you, no matter how much he caused harm to you, say, please forgive me for the harm I caused to you, you must say, Allah forgive. But you say, no, I won't forgive you. So you mean by you saying, no, I won't forgive, Allah won't forgive. How important is it that Allah Ta'ala, that's why a person can ask for forgiveness, but think to yourself, Ya Allah, I need your forgiveness. Let me forgive this person. And Allah Ta'ala forgive you. Jab tawakku ud kahe to na bura kehne ki taraf iltifat karega aur na tareef karne ki taraf. Listen to this very carefully, because as he says, once you have taken out distrust from people, reliance out of you, from people, then they cause any harm to you too. They can sway you too. They can do whatever, they belittle you to the ground too. They can call the worst words too. It's not affecting you. Likewise, they praise you too. They put you up to the sky too. It's not going to affect you. Like a person, like a buzroob, you know. His bullies told him, you know, one person, he wrote very bad to the buzroob. And the buzroob looked at it and the murid said that, what bad words written against you, Hazrat, we're taking you to task. Before you take him to task, let me show you something else. He took out another envelope. There is so much of praises about him. So much praises. He said, now if you want to hit those, you must hit difficult. The praises, I don't think I got that much praises too. I don't think I got that much praises too. If you are so concerned of fighting with that person who is thinking bad about me, this will tell me good about me, but if I look into my life, I don't think I got that comfortable in me. So you have to deal with both of them. What we are trying, Hazrat Chai is saying, in both the conditions, no matter someone cause harm to you, belittle you, drown to the ground, tell you everything, will not affect you. Will not affect you. And the person can praise you and tell you, you are a buzruk, you are this and that. But by the day, you ask yourself, am I a real buzruk or not? He can tell you, you know, this person like this and this person like that. But ask yourself this question, am I a true buzruk or not? It's useless him praising you. By him praising you, so in other words, if someone praises you, no effect. Someone praises you, no effect. Someone harm you, no effect. Bring that quality to us. If the wife praises you, alhamdulillah. And the wife, she tells the worst thing, alhamdulillah. In both the conditions, alhamdulillah. The effect must be there. That's why Imam Rashid Gongoi, rahmatullah alayhi, when Hazrat Hajim Dawud, rahmatullah, said, kya haal hai? He said, haal poocho mat. Don't talk of haal. Alhamdulillah, madazam dono bara. No madazam? If someone praises me, alhamdulillah, no effect. Someone tells you like that, alhamdulillah, no effect. Bring that quality to us. What are you waiting for people to praise you? What are you waiting for people to show disgrace to you? If you are so close to Allah Ta'ala, the whole world tells you you're a kafir, you'll become kafir. One person told Abu Hazrat, the people telling you're a kafir, if me others, Allah is coming. This is what it is. Do not take your heart away from the children. That's why if the wife tells you everything, the worst thing too, from the beginning you must have this thing, no effect. No effect at all. She can tell you whatever she wants. And she praises you, alhamdulillah. In the heart you must smile. Don't smile at her that time. But smile in your heart to put her teeth by the whole right here. Jesus, Ustad, everyone today. آج کا جو لڑائی ہے وہ تجویز اور توقع کی وجہ سے فلاں نے مجھے گالی کیوں دی, فلاں نے برا کیوں کہا. جب توقع اٹھ گئی تو نہ کہنے کی طرف اتفاق کرے گا نہ تاریخ کی طرف اتفاق کرے گا, بس سکون رہے گا. ونس اے پرسن گاٹ دس کنڈیشن ان دیٹ اینی کائنڈ آف پریز ان کائنڈ آف ڈسگریس ناٹ افیکٹنگ بیکاز پیس آف مائنڈ ناٹ افیکٹنگ سم ون کمن ٹیل یو جسٹ امیجن دیٹ پرسن کمن ٹول حاجی امداد نہ رکھا حضرت وہ کہے تو آپ کافر ہیں نو واٹ ہی ٹول ہم اٹس بیٹر دین یو. He said, behind me, you say in front of me. So what happens straight away? He's better than you. You said in front of me and behind me, and then after you do it again. This is what you call no effect. What do you worry about people? Worry about Allah. Ask yourself, what my relation with Allah Ta'ala is. If Allah Ta'ala is good with you, what else you want? Allah Ta'ala is good. ورنہ تو حضرت کسی برا بلا کہنے سے طبیعت گھنٹوں گھنٹوں گر گری رہے گی نماز میں دل لگے گی. If you take it at heart, if someone talks bad about you, then your نماز goes one side too. Your sleep goes one side too. All kind of things one side too. Sunday one person came to me. Our bichara is finished. People tell him something is affected. It affected very badly. Why? He cannot take it. I said, why take it out of your head all this? Because you're sitting with all this in your heart, that's why you cannot speak to them. Why? You have not trust Allah Ta'ala in the everything has been. Someone says, namaz mein maybe dil na lage. Agar kahe koi dhamki bhi de do, if someone has to tell you something badly, you can't sleep at night too. So he says, yeah, isi tarah kisi ne ghaus zaman khud ko kaha, kya woh maqbool ho gaya? If someone ko jane, ghaus paak ka. Ya ghaus paak ka. Oh, Allah, ya buzrug na. You mean, Hazrat say, kya woh maqbool ho gaya? You may accept it. In other words, what things you say, what is telling you? اور جنت ہو گیا یا ہرگز نہیں, لیکن آج میں کل ابتلاء اوہام ایسا ہو گیا کہ کسی کو کوئی حد نہیں, بالکل ایسا حال ہو رہا ہے جس طرح زندو از لائک دس. حضرت حضرت سین کہ اف سم ون پریزز یو آسک یور سیلف یو ار انفٹ فور دی پریز اور ناٹ. وائی از دی پرسن پریزنگ اف یو نو دی ٹروتھ یو ول لک ایٹ مائی فیس ٹو A man at that time when someone praises you, you think to yourself, he only know my good of me, he know the bad of me, you look at my face too. A man was thinking at that time when someone praises you to immediately think of your bad qualities. Do not look at the good qualities, you haven't got that quality. First of all, when he praises you, ask yourself, is it true or not? It's not true. But immediately begin to think of the bad qualities of you, say, Ya Allah, if you know, I make a shukr to Allah Ta'ala, give me a sattariyat, that you conceal me here, conceal me after Yabat. When that person came to Hazrati, Hazrati looked at him, an old man, bichara, very hot, and Jalalabad, hot, and blue, you know what, too? And he came, Hazrati is right with him, kya ho gaya, bhai, parema a gaya, Hazrati. He said, Hazrati, you know, I think I've got a few days to live. I can't meet your ziyarat. Just imagine me told Hazrati, I can't meet your ziyarat. Hazrati says, Ya Allah, come on, sattariyat. He said to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you're sattariyat. Look at this person, he came to ask me, Allah, you conceal my air. You did not take up my faults. You know, you're sattariyat. He did never think, give me a kuchu. He never think, give me a kuchu. He said, Allah, you're sattariyat, look at this person. Just to tell you where they were, say, away or to see. My husband came here, a few alims is praising Allah so much about his bayan and all his tamadis, but he didn't answer one word. No. Not one word you answer. Big be all in praise Hazrat Bhut, you both acha bayan hai bhaiya. Not an answer. Because your taluk is what? Allah. That's it. Your taluk was Allah. When another person came, he told Hazrat, you know, I came to, I heard your mashallah, your dua is accepted and all, you came to ask me. Straight to Hazrat, dekho, agar unka kaam ban gaya to theek hai. Kaam nahi bana, nahi theek hai. In other words, banda or sana. In other words, if someone talks bad about you, no effect. Someone has good about you, no effect. That's what must be. In other words, how away he was, conscious. So this is what you wanted for us. What you want people to praise you? What praises can do to you? Praises can do nothing to you. That one person, you know, the Thami Ramadhan Hazri says, okay, one person, you know, he had a horse. And that horse too was so bad. So now, you know, get rid of the horse, so he called it. The auctioneer, please man, sell this horse man. He said, okay, I'll sell it. Now even I praise the horse so much, your owner saying, you praise him so much, let me buy it again. Let me buy me. He said, you fool. You know the history of your dog, horse. You know what kind of horse is. Now my duty is to sell your horse for you. So I'm saying he's like this, letter, he's not like this, letter. So he said, no, he's here to be back. So we are like that. Munazumas, we are like that. We don't have those qualities now, but with the one we got those qualities. So let us take out that quality away from us. Don't have trust in us at all. Agar kisi mamuli aadmi koi lakhpati kehne lage, to kya wo lakhpati ho jate hain? A small man, you can say, hey, you're a rich man, you're a millionaire. Look at his face. If he's smiling and very happy about you, he's going to be beautiful. He'll become millionaire. He's still a mountain. What is he saying? Ke uske andar akhlaq hasan nikal gaya. Bade bure akhlaq aa gaye to hargiz nahi uske. If a person got kisi na ka bana kehne lage ke tu uske andar akhlaq hasan nikal gaya. If a person say, you know, he's a person, he's a bad person, but in reality he's not a bad person, he's got good akhlaq in him. So by him telling him the bad person, that akhlaq come out of him, will not come out. So uske kya fikr hoti hai? What do you worry for that? Likewise, you see a person in the jannati. Why? If he is a Jahannami, but in the end of the day he knows who he is, Allah Ta'ala. Like a person I mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago, that you see a dream that a person in Jannah, and he's enjoying Jannah so much, and this one wake up in Jahannam, his life is like Jahannam. So will Allah Ta'ala look at his dream or look at his true life? Likewise, a person seeing a dream, he's a Jahannam, the fire is on there, Allahumma ya Fathir. And he's in Jahannam, the fire is on, and he's crying there to be already. But the moment he wakes up, he's, oh Allah, we don't Jannat now. For everything that he's doing, according to so this is what we have to do. Tamam raat jaate. Is jumle se hadd ne farmaya ki ye soch lena chahiye ki teri pishi wali Allah aur Allah teri pishi. Ke biwi se bhi mastab raat ko bulaya. Hadd give me an example now. He doesn't know why the husbands, Allah, but they have a lot of hopes in the wife. That they give them everything, but at night when they go to them, they have a lot of hopes. Hopes, lot of hopes. And the wife will tell you, ha, aagya, aagya. So Hazrat says, in heart, biwi se bhi maslan raat ko bulaya, tawakku hai ke aayega. Now you got trust, will come to you. You got trust, the moment you got trust, will come into you. Aayi, to takleef hogi. Aur agar ye soch leta hai ki usse teri pichli hai. And if she says no to you, khalas. The fight is on. Husband forget what language is using, the wife is forget what language is using, all that is forgotten. So Hazrat is saying this from first, ke biwi par bhi kisi ka tawakkuf, do not have any kind of reliance and trust. Even if you go near your wife to have so much conscience in you, she's saying no. She's saying it? No. And then go to her, she's saying no. She's still smiling. You don't show your monkey face. Don't show. And you say yes, alhamdulillah. So this is what Hazrat said, say, that koi ranj or khilaf na pade. Koi ranj. In short, the majlis is today is, do not have trust or reliance on it. If you want a peace of mind, certainty, all the time you need put peace of mind, and you don't want any taklif of any kind, then have this, do not have trust of any kind to anyone, only have trust in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala amma kami tawfiq wa akhul da'a alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأكرمنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما وفقني للصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمته يا رب. Thank you.